Of the God, Acharyam, Bhakti Sansana, Bhaktavataramisham, Tam Advaitam, Acharyam Asray. So, gradually, the author is offering respect to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita. He has already offered respect to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Now it is the turn for Sri Advaita Acharya. So Advaita, non-different expansion of Mahavishnu. Therefore, he is Vishnu Tattva, he is not Jiva Tattva. Therefore, he is Advaita. Advaita yachyate anadi ananta rupam. Krishna has got unlimited number of expansions. Expansion, expansion of the expansion, then expansion of the expansion in this way. So, Advaita Acharya is expansion of Krishna. Is already explained. Therefore, he is called Advaita. And Acharyam Bhakti Sansana. This is the business of Acharya, to spread Bhakti cult. Acharyam Man Vijanya Navaman Neta Kariti. It is said by the law that he should accept the Acharya. Acharya means one who transmits bhakti kaya, bhakti samsana, spreading, gushtarandi. One who is not spreading, he is cultivating Krishna consciousness for his personal benefit in a secluded place, sitting and chanting. That is also nice. But he is not Acharya. Acharya means he must pray, Gushtanandi. Bhajanandi, Gushtanandi. So generally, Gushtanandi means one who wants to increase the number of devotees. He is called Gushtanandi. And one who is self-satisfied, they let me do my own duty, he is called Bhajanandi. So my Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was Gushtanandi. He wanted to increase the number of devotees. And the more you increase the number of devotees, the more you become very much recognized by Krishna. But it is Krishna's business. Krishna personally comes as he, Krishna, to spread this bhakti cult, manmana bhava madbhakta, madhyari mandamaskuru. Sarvadharmaan parityajya mamekam saranam braja. He is canvassing personally పరిత్రాణాయ సాధున వినాశాయ చతుష్కృత ధర్మ సంస్థాపనార్థాయ సంభమాని జుగే జుగే. సో సేమ్ థింగ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ టు అనదర్ డివోటీ అండ్ హూ స్ప్రేస్ హిజ్ ఆచార. కృష్ణ సేస్ ద ఆచార్య హియర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సేమ్ దట్ అద్వైత కొడినా అద్వైత. సో అఫ్ కోర్స్ అద్వైత ఆచార్య ఇస్ ఎక్స్పాన్షన్ ఆఫ్ విష్ణు తత్వ, బట్ ఎనీ ఆచార్య ఈస్ టు బి కన్సిడర్ ఐడెంటికల్ విత్ ది లార్డ్. The Lord says that Acharya Maham Vijaniyat, one should understand the Acharya. Acharya Bhakti Sansana. Acharya means he is spreading pure Bhakti card. That Acharya, Krishna says, you should consider such Acharya as myself. ఆచార్య వాంగ్ మిజాని నాభమన్యత కలిగి దట్ యూ కెనాట్ కన్సిడర్ ఎస్ ఈ ఆచార్య నాట్ యాజ్ గుడ్ యాజ్ కృష్ణ. నో నా అవమన్యత, డోంట్ డిరైడ్ ఇన్ దాట్ వే, దెన్ దే విల్ ఫాల్ డౌన్. ఆచార్య వాంగ్ మిజాని నాభమన్యత కలిగి. And in the Vedas also it is said, Jasya Devi Parabhakti, Jatha Devi, Tatha Guru. Anyone who has got unflinching faith in the Supreme Personality and the similar faith in Guru, Jasya Devi Parabhakti, Jatha Devi, Tatha Guru. ఏతి కథిత జత్యా దాట్ ఇస్ వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్ ప్రకాశంతి బికమ్స్ రిలీ సింపుల్ వైటింగ్స్ టూ ప్రిన్సిపల్ గురు కృష్ణ కృపాయ పాయ భక్తి రతబి. యూ షుడ్ నాట్ జంప్ ఓవర్ కృష్ణ విదౌట్ ది హెల్ప్ ఆఫ్ గురు. దట్ ఈస్ not possible. He must go through. Because Krishna says, Acharya Mangita, Tasmat Gurum Prabhupada, Vidyasu Sreyutam. Actually, one who is serious to understand higher transcendental subject matter, he must approach Guru. Tasmat Gurum Prabhupada. These are basic intentions. చక్కుదాన్ విలాజ్ జన్మి జన్మి పితర్. ఎనీవన్ హూ ఓపెన్స్ గురు మీన్స్ హూ ఓపెన్స్ ది ఐస్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇగ్నోరెంట్ పర్సన్ అజ్ఞాన ఫీనాంధ జ్ఞానాంజన సలా ఓపెనింగ్ ది ఐస్ బై గివింగ్ రియల్ నాలెడ్జ్. గురు కృష్ణ కృపా పాయ భక్తి లతా బి. Bhaktilata, the devotional service, the seed of devotional service, can be received by the parampara system through bona fide spiritual master. And if we abide by the orders of spiritual master faithfully, then Krishna becomes pleased. That is stated by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Jasya prasadatam bhagavat prasadam. Dharana kariyamaneva. Natanga saudhi acharyas. They say like that. Acharya maham vijaniya. Acharyavan purusha veda. One who has accepted acharya, he knows things as well. Others they do not know. It is not possible. So, Advaita Acharya is a typical example how to become a sadhya. All our acharyas, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Priyadvaita Radhar Sivakari, all of them are acharyas because they are following the acharya, supreme acharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore they are acharya. Even parampara prasam, even Raja says. So we have to follow the acharya. Then, when we are completely 10% follower of acharya, then you can also act as acharya. This is it. Don't become premature acharya. First of all, follow the orders of acharya and you become mature, then better to become acharya. Because we are interested in preparing acharya. But the etiquette is, at least for the period the guru is present, one should not become acharya. Even if he is complete, he should know. Because the etiquette is, if somebody comes for becoming initiated, it is the duty of such person to bring that prospective candidate to his acharya. Not that now people are coming to me, I can become acharya. That is avamanya. Navamanyata parichi. Don't translate this etiquette. Navamanyata. That you will fall down. Just like during the lifetime of our Guru Maharaj, all our God brothers now who are acting as acharya, they did not do so. That is not etiquette. Acharya, man vijanya, nava avon, that is insult. So if you insult your acharya, then you are finished. Jasya prasadat bhagavat prasada, jasya aprasadat rabati tutori, finished. If you displease your acharya, then you are finished. Therefore, it is said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says to all the acharyas, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, and Shiva Akhadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda, they are all carriers of orders of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, try to follow the path of acharya process, then life will be successful. And to become acharya is not very difficult. First of all, to become very faithful servant of your acharya, follow strictly what he says, try to please him, and spread Krishna consciousness. That's all. But not at all difficult. Try to follow the instruction of your Guru Maharaj and spread Krishna consciousness. That is the order of Lord Chaitanya. Amar Adhyay Guru Haiya Tarahide Jare Dakho Tare Kaho Krishna. By following my order, you become guru. And if you strictly follow the acharya system and try your best to spread the instruction of Krishna, jare dakho tare kaho Krishna upadesha. There are two kinds of Krishna upadesha. Upadesha means instruction. instruction given by Krishna, that is also Krishna Upadesh, and instruction received about Krishna, that is also Krishna Upadesh. Krishna Upadesha iti Krishna Upadesh, Samas, Shasti, Tatpurush, Samas. And Krishna Vishaya Upadesh, that is also Krishna Upadesh. Both Vishaya. This is way of analyzing Sanskrit grammar. So, Krishna's Upadesh is Bhagavad Gita. He is directly giving instruction. The one who is spreading Krishna Upadesh simply repeats what is said by Krishna, then he is a master. Not difficult at all. Everything is stated there. We have to simply repeat like parrot. Not exactly parrot. Parrot does not understand the meaning. It simply vibrates. But you should understand the meaning also. Otherwise, how we can explain? So you want to spread Krishna consciousness, simply prepare yourself how to repeat Krishna's instruction. Very nicely, without any bad interpretation. Then in future, suppose you have got now 10,000, we shall expand to 100,000. That is required. Then 100,000 to million. A million to 10 million. So there will be no scarcity of acharya, and people will understand Krishna consciousness very easy. So make that organization. Don't be falsely puffed up. Follow the acharya instruction and try to make yourself perfect, mature. Then it will be very easy to fight out Maya. Acharya, they declare war against Maya's activities. With Maya instructing that here is wine, here is cigarette, here is that, in your country these advertisements are very prominent. Hoarding both ways. Wine advertisement, cigarette advertisement, naked woman advertisement, and sometimes gambling also advertisement. What is that, Congo?
Bingo.
Yes. So, this is Maya. And our declaration of war with Maya, and no intoxication, no meat eating, no bingo. This is our declaration of war. So we have to fight in that way. Because nobody can understand Krishna without being free from all sinful activities. These are sinful activities. Therefore, it is Acharya's business to stop these nonsense activities. Otherwise, they will not be able to understand. Especially the meat eaters. They cannot understand. Nidvittatarsai vipugiyama bhavoushadi chotramano virama ka uttamastoka gunanu bada virajyati puman vinabasuguna. Unless one is very expert in killing animals, he is not direct from Krishna consciousness. That means one who is very expert in killing, he cannot understand Therefore, Christ also said, thou shalt not kill, the first business. Nobody will be able. If one is a killer of animal, small and big, ultimately killer of his own children, killer of himself, the killing process is so nice that it goes up to the point of killing one's children. That is now happening. Killing business has so expanded that they are killing their own children. They see the influence of Kali Yuga. Children, they take shelter of the father and mother, thinking very safe. Now in this Kali Yuga, there is no safety under the care of father. Just see how this material civilization is progressing. Very, very dangerous. Kalo nastu visha. Therefore, that Bhagavad Bhāsa is there. Krishna sadhāma upagati dharma jñāna. Kalo nastu visha. Purārākya bhino udhito. Very, very abominable condition in this age of Kali. Very. It is the beginning of Kali. Now, we have to pass through 427,000 years. Kali Yuga is next progress in that way. People are now practicing eating their children, and at the end of Kali, there will be no food available. They have to eat the children just like the snakes do. The snake eat their own children. There are many animals. They eat their own children. So, don't try to repeat your birth again and again in this Kali Yuga. It will be not very happy life. Better sacrifice everything in this life and be fully Krishna conscious and go back to home. Don't wait for the next life. This is very serious situation. With this life, I shall finish my Krishna consciousness business, and as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna consciousness business means to understand Krishna. Right. And he is explaining himself rightly. Where is the difficulty to finish the Krishna consciousness business? If Krishna is explaining himself what he is, then where is your difficulty? Krishna is explaining himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is sending his representative Acharya to teach you, and Krishna is within yourself trying to teach you if you are actually serious. Then where is the difficulty? Inside, outside, always, books, knowledge, is there. So where is the difficulty to make yourself perfect in Krishna consciousness? There is no difficulty at all. Provided you are serious, you can become fully Krishna conscious in this very life. You are all young men. You are not old men like me. I have no opportunity.